Nobody asked you to say anything.
In 1982, my brother was given a Sony CFS500 boombox stereo for his birthday. It was awesome. It had AM/FM radio, dual volume controls, an LED graphic equalizer, output jacks, and big speakers. And all of this was built around a cassette recorder. With the cassette recorder, we could save the songs we heard on the radio to a tape so we could listen to them anytime we wanted. With the audio output, we could send the signal into a regular tape deck and build our own compilation albums. We now owned the world of audio. This was happening all over the country, and people were discovering that they could build their own little audio programs by rearranging miscellaneous recordings into something that held meaning to them. Clips from TV shows and movies.
Crichton, what are you doing, man?
I've just repaired the toaster, sir. Well, I've nearly repaired the toaster.
Oh, no, man, dismantle him. You don't know what a little bleeder's like.
Comedic bits. Prank phone calls.
But the reason why the curse works is because all children have brain damage.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Yes, I bought glasses there. My name is Saul Rosenberg.
Yes?
And my eyes are going crazy.
Poetry.
Love is not all. It is not meat, not drink, nor slumber, nor a roof against the rain.
And music.
Gotta get back in time.
These all came together into a personal and artistically organized creation. Usually consisting of a theme, the tapes were typically made for a specific person and were meant to convey how the creator was feeling at the time. With the advent of computers, MP3 players, and digital content, this time-consuming and thoughtful form of expression has been lost. This program is looking to bring it back. Back then, we didn't have social media. We didn't call people our friend until we shared with them who we felt we really were, what we liked to do, the type of music we liked to listen to, the sort of movies we liked to watch. We would spend hours poring over what to share and how to present it. We would meet new people and make new friends, and if we were lucky, we could fall in love. All of this could be done simply by handing someone a plastic cassette and saying to them, I made you this mixtape.
I wish there was a social excuse to make you a cassette tape. I teach you all about my life from side B to side A. Fast forward, rewind. Whenever mind.
Everyone loves to be part of an inside joke. The problem is, sometimes, no matter how hard you try, you can't possibly understand why everyone older than you is laughing. Every so often, things just fly right over your head, and typically, the younger you are, the less ducking you need to do. Which is why adults, upon seeing or hearing something, might snicker or wink at each other knowingly. Huh? What? I don't get it. Like a trick shared between magicians, some things won't make sense until you are ready, Grasshopper. This background music, Bolero, that's an inside joke. Ravel, the composer, supposedly responded that the woman who was so upset by it after its premiere in 1928 was the only one in the audience that understood it. On this episode of I Made You This Mixtape, we'll be listening to a tape called Wait, What? That's What That Song Means? And all of them have been certified double entendre. All of them were radio standard hits in their genres, but take this as your warning. Your eyelids will get tired, and you will appear to have a nervous tic if this is listened to in mixed company. They all have a similar theme, and if you have the experience behind you, you should be able to rise to the occasion and see what's coming next. I end here, perhaps a bit prematurely, with this Chinese proverb. Wisdom hears one thing and understands three things. Hold on, I need to press play.
You married?
Yes.
I'm a bachelor myself. Is your wife a goer? Hey, know what I mean? Know what I mean? Nudge, nudge, know what I mean? Say no more.
Beg your pardon?
Your wife, does she go? Hey, know what I mean? Know what I mean? Does she go? Hey?
She sometimes goes.
Oh, I bet she does. I bet she does. Say no more. Say no more. Know what I mean? Nudge, nudge.
I'm a thing to you. I'm buzzing round.
Follow me. That's good. A nod's as good as a wink to a blind bat.
Look, are you selling something?
Selling. Very good. Know what I mean? Oh, wicked! You're wicked, eh? Nudge. A nod's as good as a wink to a blind bat.
Could have. Spinach has vitamin A, B, and D. But spinach never appealed to me. But one day while having dinner with a guy, I decided to give it a try. I didn't like it the first time, it was so new to me. I didn't like it the first time, I was so young, you see. I used to run away from the stuff, but now somehow I can't get enough. I didn't like it the first time, oh how it grew on me. I didn't like it the first time I had it on a date. Although the first was the worst time, right now I think it's great. Somehow it's always hitting the spot, especially when they bring it in hot. I didn't like it the first time, but oh how it grew on me. So strange, I wasn't getting much younger, so I just made the change. No longer is the stuff on the shelf, 'cause now I make a pig of myself. I didn't like it the first time, but oh how it grew on me. I didn't like it the first time, guess I was mighty green. But I've stocked up, 'cause I've gotten wise, I got enough for 24 guys. I didn't like it the first time, but oh how it grew on me. I didn't like it the first time, but oh how it grew on me.
Got me the strangest woman. Believe me, this chick's no cinch. But I really get her going when I take out my big 10-inch record of the band that plays the blues. The band that plays the blues. She just loves my big 10-inch record of her favorite blues. Tried to tease her, I gave her a little pinch. But she said, now stop that jiving and get out that big 10-inch record of the band that plays the blues. Well, the band that plays the blues. She just loves my big 10-inch record of her favorite blues. I cover her with kisses when we're in a lover's clinch. And when she gets all excited, she begs for my big 10-inch record of the band that plays the blues. Well, the band that plays the blues. She just loves that big 10-inch record of her favorite blues. Smoking and liquor just makes her flinch. See, she just goes for nothing except my big 10-inch record of the band that plays the blues. Well, the band that plays the blues. She just loved my big 10-inch record of her favorite blues.
A sport, eh?
She likes sport, yes.
I bet she does. I bet she does.
Yeah, she's very fond of cricket.
Who isn't, eh? Who isn't? Likes games. Knew she would. Knew she would. Who doesn't, eh? She's been around a bit, eh? Been around.
Yeah, she's travelled. She's from Purley.
Oh, say no more. Say no more. Say no more. Purley. Say no more. Know what I mean? Say no more.
Washboard and a tub, I put straight on the boat. Start to rub, I start rubbing on the darn old thing. Now she said, Papa, don't you rub so rough. When you hear me holler, then that's enough. So I started rubbing, rubbing on the darn old thing. I started rubbing it with care while she sat down in a chair. I kept rubbing, rubbing on the darn old thing. She said, I sure likes the way you rub. You got the best washboard been in my tub. I started rubbing, rubbing on the darn old thing. Kept rubbing, the clock struck six. She said, you got time to get your kicks. I started rubbing, rubbing on the darn old thing. I said, Mama, just keep still. That stroke didn't get it, but this one will. I started rubbing, rubbing on the darn old thing. Got tired, start to sweat. She said, don't quit, you ain't started yet. I start rubbing, rubbing on the darn old thing. She held up her dress and start to grin. I said, baby, let's do it again. Kept on rubbing, rubbing on the darn old thing.
Try them. stare at it, there's nothing else to do. Oh, it's in color. Your hair is brown. Your eyes are hazel. And soft as clouds. I often kiss you when there's no one else around. Turning down, I'm turning in, I'm turning right, I'm turning Japanese, I think I'm turning Japanese, I really think so. Turning Japanese, I think I'm turning Japanese, I really think so. Turning Japanese, I think I'm turning Japanese, I really think so. Turning Japanese, I think I'm turning Japanese, I really think so.
We must do our alma mater. When I was a little bitty boy, my grandmother bought me a cute little toy. Silver bells hanging on a string. She told me it was my ding-a-ling-a-ling. Oh,
ding-a-ling, ding-a-ling.
Beautiful, beautiful. And then Mama took me to grammar school, but I stopped off in the vestibule. Every time that bell would ring, catch me playing with my ding-a-ling-a-ling. Oh,
ding-a-ling, ding-a-ling.
That is beautiful. You know what I heard? I hear two girls over here singing in harmony. That's all right, honey. This is a free country. Live like you wanna live, baby. Yeah. Ain't nobody gonna knock it, darling. Mm-mm. Yeah, freedom. Yes, sir. There's one guy right over here singing Maya, too. That's all right, brother. Yes, sir. You got a right, baby. Ain't nobody gonna bother you. Tell you. Once I was climbing the garden wall, I slipped and had a terrible fall. I fell so hard I heard bells ring, but held on to my ding-a-ling-a-ling.
Oh, ding-a-ling, ding-a-ling.
You know that's future Parliament out there singing? Oh yeah. Cross Turtle Creek, man, them snappers all around my feet. Sure was hard swimming across that thing with both hands holding my baby. Beautiful. I think it's a beautiful little song, really I do. And guess what? Everybody's still not singing. There's a few right down front here that's not singing. We're gonna dedicate this verse to those who will not sing. Yes, sir. This here song, it ain't so sad. The cutest little song you ever had. Those of you who will not sing, you must be playing with your own ding-a-ling.
Ding-a-ling, ding-a-ling.
Your wife interested in photography, eh? Photographs, eh? He asked him knowingly.
Photography?
Yeah. Snap, snap, grin, grin, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, say no more.
Oh, holiday stamps.
Could be. Could be taken on holiday, could be. Swimming costumes. Nudge, nudge. Candid. Candid photography.
No, I'm afraid we don't have a camera.
Oh. Still. Oh, hey, hey, oh.
I got my first real six string, bought it at the Five and Dime, played it till my fingers bled. Was a summer of 69. Me and some guys from school had a band and we tried. Summer.
Can't wait for tonight. Remember, love's like a mashed potato. When you eat it up now, you won't have it later. Come on over, but please don't come too soon. Impatient daddy, I know how much you care. Impatient daddy, I know how much you care. So Papa, just take time, 'cause there's lots of it to spare. You got about 5 or 6 hours to kill. Try running up and down that same old hill. You know you try wrestling, get too many falls. Get a grip on your bat and smack a few balls. Come on over, but please don't come too soon. Thank you. sweet meat cook a long, long time. You gotta let your sweet meat cook a long, long time. You gotta let it cook if you want it to taste real fine. You're going too fast, you better take care. You might have a flat and you ain't got no spare. Save all your loving, conserve all your power. If that doesn't work, then take a cold shower. Come on over, but please don't come too soon. So come on over, but please don't come too soon.
Runs a baker shop down the street. Sells jelly cakes and always look neat. Ma'am hung around, said, Mama, give me a break. I want you to credit me for some of that cake. I'm going up the river, got a job loading slack. Pay you for that cake, and I get back. She looked at him and said, don't be no ham. What kind of fool do you think I am? Some folks may trust you, come back and say, I must get mine in front. I'll trust you tomorrow if you pay me today. I must get mine in front. Now you're going up the river and you carry your sack. This jelly roll will be here and you get back. I trusted the man who lives next door. Since then he don't speak to me no more. I trusted a man who said he'd be back again. The very next day he took a trip to Spain. I trusted your father, he ain't no good. He owes every woman in the neighborhood. Some folks may trust you to come back and pay. I must get mine in front. Hear me talking, I must get mine in front. Think I got this stuff to give away. So I ain't putting out nothing till you pay off. I must get mine in front. I ain't joking. I must get mine in front.
Look, are you trying to insinuate something?
No, 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 no. Yes.
Well?
Well, I mean, you're a man of the world, aren't you? I mean, you've been around. You've been there.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, like, you've done it, with a lady. You've slept with a lady.
Yes.
What's it like?
Well, that's our show for today. Thanks for listening. We really appreciate it. Want to hear it again? Or do you have an interest in hearing a previous episode? Visit the archive on our website. That's imadeyouthismixtape.net. We are also available through Podomatic and iTunes. Tell the world you are a tapehead and pick up I Made You This Mixtape gear in our online store. As always, our show is sponsored by the Community School in Camden, online at thecommunityschool.org. Side Country Sports in downtown Rockland, online at sidecountrysports.com. Main Street Meats, located in the State of Maine Cheese Building on Route 1 in Rockport, on the web at mainmeat.com. And our local family-owned and operated Dunkin' Donuts at four locations, Rockland, Waldoboro, Rockport's Dead River Store, and in the Rockland Walmart. This has been a Bungalow Broadcasting production, overseen by Renee Philbrook. If you would like to drop us a note or send us your mixtape to be played on a future show, you can do so via the Postal Service. Send your correspondence to I Made You This Mixtape, P.O. Box 1149, Rockland, Maine, 04841. Guidelines for submissions can be found online at our website. Again, that's imadeyouthismixtape.net. Please provide the story behind your mixtape. We know that there is one. This is Nate Greenleaf for I Made You This Mixtape, telling you to remember to turn your Dolby on and the auto reverse off. Until next time.